Now, the lower estimates of the numbers of Haitian dead are around 50,000. The highest estimates reach 200,000, and the wide range is a reminder here that any such number is really just a guess.
It appears that even more people were forced out of their homes and are now living outside on the street or in city parks and other open spaces. NPR's Greg Allen has been visiting some of those encampments.
You can't really call them tent cities. A tent would be luxurious compared to the conditions in which a vast number of Haitians are now living.
This is called Place Canapé Vert. It's really sort of an amphitheater with concrete seats circling around a central area. It's a place where people might have concerts or gather. And everywhere you look in here, you see one tarpaulin after another, blankets strung up to hold the sun off people. Every square patch of ground, you've got whole extended families sitting on a mattress or on a blanket, just sitting here because there's nothing else to do.
On a plot next to the street, Viginelle Saint-Elme is the kind of person it's hard to miss. She talks to everyone who passes by while she cooks. She's working with her daughter to make food, she says, so she can support all 10 members of her family. She's making cabbage-filled pies called patties and frying them in oil over a charcoal stove. I ask her how she has the energy to work so hard just days after the earthquake.
She keeps hoping because she thinks that God will do something for the whole family.
Right, all 10 members of the family.
Yeah, 10 members of the family.
This neighborhood, Canapé Vert, was hit hard by the earthquake. The stench of dead bodies permeates the area from surrounding homes where they've not yet been removed. Almost as bad as the smell from a median strip in the road people are using as a toilet. There's little food and water. It's an abominable situation that's only getting worse. While I'm there, patient Mar Smith was just one of the people who handed me a note with his phone numbers, address, and email account.
Tell me, why are you giving me this paper?
For help. Yes. Yeah. For help my family, you know, my email address, you know, email.
Yes.
After my number, telephone, you know.
Right.
It's very important, you know.
So to get the word out to your family that
yeah,
you're safe.
Yeah.
This is a relatively small park, but several hundred people are crammed in here, and most are grieving for dead family and friends. There are the poor, also the middle class, people like Jean-Antoine Bataille, who works for the UN. He's on a two-week leave while he recovers from the death of his mother and four sisters in the earthquake. Only his brother-in-law survived.
They were assembled to pray in the afternoon. Before starting the prayer, the earthquake burst and everybody has been dead. Nobody's alive right now. I cannot even look at the house where they were living.
There are, by one count, more than 60 encampments like this in Haiti. In Laogon and other towns west of Port-au-Prince, 80 to 90% of the buildings were destroyed, displacing more than 50,000 people, according to the UN. The Haitian government is encouraging people to return to their homes if possible. At the same time, it's making plans to set up 14 camps for displaced people, including some that will be located outside of the city. In the heart of Port-au-Prince, near the presidential palace, the largest park, Champ Mars, has now become the largest encampment. It's home to an estimated 50,000 people. Clothes hang out to dry on monuments. Under a tarp in one part of the park, Raton Garbi is lying on a wooden door. It's the door neighbors carried her out on after the house fell down around her, injuring her back.
Non, c'est rare et monde qui vient sauver ma après bagarre la fin passé, ce que ça fin passé après un nombre de temps.
She was inside the house, but after the earthquake, people just come and pick up her and the house, you know? But
carried her out.
Yeah. She have been saved by the grace of God.
That's something you hear a lot from Haitians. It's God's will, they say. It's a faith that will be tested in coming weeks, months, and years. Greg Allen, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
Now, out alongside the encampments that Greg described, rescue workers are still trying to find people in the wreckage of buildings. Elsewhere in today's program, we hear from NPR's Jackie Northam, who's followed one rescue crew outside the city. There are other devastated cities beyond the capital of Haiti. Inside Port-au-Prince, a Danish staffer was pulled alive from the remains of the United Nations headquarters. In all, we're told about 1,700 rescue workers are digging through the rubble now, and the crews report they have pulled about 70 people out of the rubble and into the open air.